Just want to say thank you to everyone for coming to OData Meetup Day 2. We're going to have a lot of exciting sessions that Arla has planned for us. And just want to go over quick event logistics. Again, we'll feed you breakfast, lunch, and we're going to have a pizza social dinner tonight. We'll be serving wine as well and beer. So just enjoy today, and if there's any questions just about logistics or if you need help doing anything, just please let me know, or Abby or any of the other PMs here. Thanks.
Okay, thank you all for showing up for this the second day here. This session is a discussion. It's an exploratory session. So I'm just here to facilitate. So my name is Arlo Belshi. I'm one of the program managers here at Microsoft. If you've been paying much attention to the OData list, you've probably seen me rant a few times. So I'm here, and the purpose of today is to get a lot of collaboration between all of us and feedback to everyone that's attending here. So that includes to the Microsoft team. You know, we want feedback on our efforts and information on what we could be doing next. But that also includes to everyone else here. We saw a lot of cool demos yesterday. We had a lot of people volunteer to do cool demos that we just didn't have time to schedule everyone. So some of those still remain to be seen, and hopefully some of them will show up today. The people who did those demos, I'm sure, would appreciate some feedback and some information. Talk with other people who have tried OData. So hopefully we can have some discussions around that. This session, all of today, will be what you make of it. That's the reason I'm pacing around the room in a circle here. You can't help but look at the other people in the room. I'm going to mostly not be involved today. I'm a facilitator, and if you have a question or the like, I can help you. But I'm probably going to help you help yourselves. You are the ones who are going to make the schedule, decide what we're going to do. That's the conference schedule up there. It will become a little more full by about an hour from now. Then you also are going to be the ones that put on all the sessions. And most of these sessions will be discussions. So even the people who aren't putting on the session will be putting on the session. So the focus for today, I'm going to start by stating a theme. Now feel free to talk about whatever you want, but the theme is to help people get started. So I was thinking for the theme today, let's use the next year in OData. So looking forward to this next year, what should be happening with your own projects, with the community, with the standard, with protocol? What should this next year look like in OData? So, that said, I want to get into a little of the logistics for how this works, because I'm sure, well, first, how many of you have done an open space conference or an unconference before? You've done one? Okay, we've got a few people around the room. So, not everyone is confused by the room layout. So what we're going to do here is, first of all, we're going to create a bunch of sessions and put them up on the board. And then we're going to go talk about it. And that's really going to be the whole conference. The talking about it in an open space conference is interesting. It's a little different. So this was originally created by people at other conferences giving consistent feedback that the best part of the conference was the hallway conversations between the sessions. A couple of people got together and they asked, how could we make a conference that is entirely those hallway conversations? And they looked at what are the ingredients of those hallway conversations that makes them work. So they tried to build a conference that was just that. So here are those ingredients. First of all, you know, they're up here on the board. Whoever comes are the right people. A conference is about passion, or at least a discussion is. It's about passion, it's about responsibility. The people who are interested are going to be the ones who show up. The people who don't show up aren't interested. Therefore, the people who are in the room are the ones that are the right people for discussing whatever topic it is. That also means that the people who aren't in the room aren't the right people. If people don't show up that you think are necessary, well, go on without them. They had something else that they were more passionate about, and they're off doing that.
They could be stuck in traffic.
They could be stuck in traffic. But they'll join you later if they want to. Or maybe you'll carry on the conversation after the conference and involve them then. The next thing is whatever happens is the only thing that could happen. You know, given who's in the room, given the past experiences of the people today, given traffic on the bridge, whatever happens is the only thing that could happen. So don't stress about, well, I wish my session had gone a different way. It should have covered this topic. We could have had the following discussion. Maybe at another time you will. But right now, the only result that we will have is the result that we do have. The third principle of those hallway conversations is it starts when it starts. They're not going to start at any particular time. I mean, yes, every session has a scheduled start time, and we'll put stuff up on the board, and you'll know when it's nominally starting. But it's not uncommon that the conversation will start at 10, but it's not until 10:15 that you find out what the subject of the conversation really is. People think they know, but it takes a little while to figure it out. You start meandering around the conversational topic, and then you find something that's really interesting. You talk about that. On the other hand, some of them start immediately, and you know right from the get-go, and you're in. So, yeah, it'll start when it starts, and it may even start several times over the course of the hour or half hour that you've got. The last thing is it ends when it ends. Just like a hallway conversation, eventually people leave, and it'll end. It might end at the appointed end time, you know, 25 minutes after it starts. It might end early. It could be that the interesting parts of the discussion, you know, there's some really good stuff, but it only takes 10 minutes to talk about. If so, go ahead and end it. There's a bunch of other things going on, and people can go try something else, find something else that's interesting to them. Likewise, it might not be over at the end of a session. You might have talked for an hour on this topic and found now there are 2 hours of topic left to talk about. In that case, feel free to carry on the conversation. I ask that you please take it away from the area in which the sessions are being held, because someone else is going to want to start their session there. But carry on the conversation. You can take it to another part of this room. You can take it outside if the weather permitting.
We also have lots of little rooms.
We also have a whole bunch of little rooms all over the somewhere back here. And if you want to know about those, then ask Mark.
all throughout this hallway, on the way back to the kitchen, those are all rooms that are available. Yeah, yes, they're all stickered.
10 labs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll have Odata meetup written on them.
So we took our meetings by ourselves.
You could.
Yep. You can have one-person meetings if you want. Yeah. As few or as many as you like.
I lose all those arguments.
So... And similarly, perhaps the conversation needs to go to another medium. It might be that you have a great conversation, but now it's time to take this to the OData mailing list. Or now it's time to take it back to your company. Or now it's time to take it, to start a conversation between two of your companies to find a way that you can work together for some common goal. So the conversations might well continue well after this event. It ends when it ends. Finally, there's one law of open space. We call that the law of 2 feet, over here. And that law is pretty simple. Your experience here is your responsibility. If you are in a conversation and you are no longer either learning or contributing, use your 2 feet. Go to find somewhere else where you can learn or contribute. That also means that if you're in a conversation or you're putting on a presentation, expect people are going to leave. Expect people are going to show up. Someone who is leaving has simply identified that that's the most they can learn on this topic, or that's the most that they have to contribute, and they're going over to find another conversation where they can learn or contribute. So as a result of the law of 2 feet, we see a couple of types of people emerge. And we think of these by their totem animals, which are bugs. So the first of these is bumblebees. A bumblebee is a person that goes into a conversation, and they stay there for a little while, and then they buzz off to another conversation, and they stay there for a little while, and they buzz off to another one. And what they do is they end up cross-pollinating. So often there will be multiple sessions going on at the same time that are somewhat related in topic or have some commonality. And the bumblebees are part of the way that information flows between those conversations. They'll pick up an idea somewhere and then set it down in the next conversation, then they'll leave again. Another type of person that we see is the butterfly. Butterflies are not necessarily participating in any particular thing. They just sit around, beautify the space by their presence. They might not be talking with people very often, but if you can at any time go up and approach a butterfly who's sitting in the corner and have a conversation, and some of those are really interesting, deep conversations, not related to any of the topics on the board. So that's another person, type of person that we value around here. They help that conversation just flow. Okay. The last thing is I invite you to prepare to be surprised. I don't know what's going to happen today. None of you know what's going to happen today. At the end of the day, we'll know what happened today. Prepare to be surprised. So, now let's talk about how these sessions work and all the logistics and housekeeping and all that sort of stuff. So, first of all, we're going to put stuff up on that board. And as I've been going around the room, hopefully you've been thinking a little about the theme or you thought about OData last night and sessions you might want to post. So we're going to use those to spark conversations. If you want to host a session, you've got a couple of responsibilities. Not a lot. One, you've got to come up here and tell us what you want to talk about. We'll do that. There will be a marketplace session where everyone will come up and you'll get a minute or so, less time than that if you can, because there are a lot of us and there are a lot of sessions to post, to just give people a brief intro to what you want to talk about. What is the passionate thing that you want to discuss? And then you'll go put it on the board at a time and a location. We've got one room, Chicago, it's next door, that has a projector. That's sort of a conference room with a table and chairs and a projector and all that sort of stuff. There will be two other spaces. The front half of this room is Thunder A, and the rear half is Thunder B. Those don't have projection, but they'll be set up with just circles of chairs around an easel. Okay. The next responsibility of a convener is to be there at the time that you said it was going to start. Okay. And to ensure that the conversation, starts. It might be that no one shows up for your session. Okay? So what do you do? Well, if no one shows up, you've got a number of options. One, you can leave and go do something else. Might stick around for a couple minutes in case people come in a little later, but you can leave. Another option is, you can sit and think on the topic. I mean, how often do you have a half an hour or an hour to do like Pablo and sit and think deeply? On a topic that's interesting to you. So feel free, do what you will if no one shows up. Likewise, it might be that too many people show up for the room. Okay, figure it out. You might try and find a space in a larger room or take it outside, or maybe some of the people will decide to move on to another session. The final responsibility of a session convener is to take notes. Not all of us are going to be in every session, obviously. So we want to keep some written record of the things that happened where we weren't. You don't need to necessarily take the notes as the session convener or the facilitator. You need to ensure that notes get taken. These easels, there's one in each of the spaces, are a great way to do that. If you want to do that electronically and send it to the odata.org mailing list, that's another option. But I'd actually recommend plain paper. It tends to work pretty well. And take those notes and then just go ahead and hang them somewhere, either in the other room or in here, so that people can see what happened at sessions that they didn't attend. Okay. So that's pretty much everything that we're going to be doing here today. The last thing is setting up the board. So what you'll do, you'll come up here, grab a sheet of paper and a pen, and write down your session topic. I'm going to do one on open source query parser. It came up yesterday that people wanted a query parser in OdataLib. Thought that would be a cool idea. Hey, we've got a bunch of developers in the room. Well, maybe we can work together as a community to create an open source one that's built by three or four of our companies together. So I'm going to be exploring that topic. So I've got my topic that I'm passionate about. Put your name in the corner so that we know who the convener is. And then just come up over here to the board. Yeah, you guys probably want to move. Pick a time and a location. I'm going to host this one. It's a half an hour long conversation. So I'm going to pick one of the half hour long slots. Say here, in front of the room. Stick it up there. So you'll write it down. You'll all write it down, and sheer chaos will ensue. And then you'll come up to the microphone, give us our little intro, and then go stick it on the board. So that's it. We're now ready to go. My job here is done. It's now up to you to have a conference. So if you have a topic that interests you, please come. Write it down, and then when you've got it written down, line up over here, and hand you the mic. And you can introduce your topic.
Let's see if someone calls it on one.
Nap time, shared nap time.
Half an hour or an hour? So if you have a session, just start coming, lining up, and we'll introduce it. Yeah. Who's first? Someone gets to be first. There you go.
All right. I work in the PowerShell team and helped write the web services piece that Citrix talked about yesterday. So I'm curious how other people think they might integrate PowerShell and OData.
Go ahead. You're on your way.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Carl Zadora. I'm working on Visual Studio Light Switch team. So Visual Studio Light Switch combines tooling inside Visual Studio with a runtime that glues various Microsoft frameworks together and some best practices to allow developers build data-centric applications really fast and give them a solid foundation. And in the next version of Visual Studio, LightSwitch will be built in, and every LightSwitch application will be an OData producer and also can consume OData services, external OData services. So we think that this is the easiest way to build OData services on Microsoft platform. So if you are interested in that, please come to the session.
Hi, my name is Shane. I was a PM on the OData team for 4 years. I'm now working on something called Data Explorer. It's a tool we're building that lets you go out and discover data that's interesting to you, whether it's on the web or it's kind of in your internal systems. It lets you mash up that data, shape it, maybe combine it with other data sources to create a new data set, and then it lets you share that data out, lets you maybe export it to another tool or develop applications against it or share it with other people inside your organization. I'm going to do probably a somewhat demo-ish type of talk, although mostly it's a very early tool, so I'm looking for a lot of feedback. So I'll do as much demo as I need to do to get discussion, and then once we start talking about it, I'll sort of turn into more of a discussion and less me talking. So hopefully you can come out and give some feedback.
So one of the features I talked about yesterday that there had been a lot of discussion about before we released OData V3 but was not part of OData V3 is delta change tracking. One of the reasons, as I mentioned, that we didn't include change tracking in OData V3 is we've not had enough community input on the types of scenarios that helped us make trade-offs between functionality and complexity. So I'd love to spend some time talking to people who may have interest in change tracking about how we might do that in OData.
I'm Ralph Handel, and I briefly introduced yesterday that we have already some annotations to annotate analytical data sets and tell the client what's the measure, what's the dimension, just for depicting purposes, producing nice graphs of analytical data. So next step would be, how can we extend the query language of OData to actually access cubes, that is to specify dynamically what slice of a cube, what aggregation level we would like to receive. And that's what I would like to get input on. How could that look like? Querying aggregates with OData.
My name is Len. I am in charge of mobile apps at my company. And we're developing on all the major mobile platforms. So that experience has made me question the proper use of the OData client libraries, specifically for mobile. And in my opinion, there's a definite lack of good examples out there on the web. So I'd like to talk about best practices and good patterns around the specifically, I'm interested in the existing .NET client libraries, but I suppose any client library would be open game.
I have two. Do I get two? Is that a good deal? Okay, good. The first one is... I'd love to have a discussion on the challenges of modeling the services. Like, we have this data model that imposes some rules on, you know, what you can and cannot do. And we've seen, you know, a number of stories of good ideas and bad ideas of how to work around, you know, issues and, you know, real world problems with the restrictions of the data modeling language that we use. So I'd love to have a discussion about that. And the other one is... yesterday, I didn't drill into JSON Lite a lot because it's a dense topic, you know, very detailed. But today, I would love to take one of the longer sessions and do a kind of a drill down where I just don't mechanically walk through a thing that can put anybody to sleep. But it's more like we walk through the problem and then explain, you know, what's difficult and what's not, and what are the trade-offs and what the thing actually looks like. So that would be the second one.
It came up yesterday. Spatial.
Hi, I'm Pratik. I'm a developer in OData team. I would like to discuss, in the next version, we are thinking of doing JSON Lite. And one of the things we were discussing was how important are data types in JSON? You know, as OData is type safe, and with JSON Lite, we are thinking if we really want to preserve the type on the wire with JSON Lite, and if you want to do that, I want to discuss and get your opinions on how to do that.
Hi, my name is Mark. I would like to talk about shared vocabularies. We know that there's a set of common vocabularies that need to exist out there, and it doesn't make sense to make those Microsoft-centric. We talked about the catalog vocabulary yesterday, and we know that there's a number of other vocabularies like validation, display, et cetera, that need to be generated. So I'd like to kick off the discussion about how we do that as a community.
Thanks. Okay, I'm Alex. I've got three. I've got another one as well, if we don't have the board filled up, but maybe we will. So the first one is OData and authentication. So that's a pretty tricky area, and I've been thinking about that for quite a while, so that's one we can cover. The next one is called types, the type system and possible simplifications. And this might confuse some people, but it goes hand in hand with this topic here, challenges, modeling schemas, and the things you have to do to work around it. So hopefully there's some things maybe we could do in the long run that would address some of those challenges. And then the third one is a bit of a call out to, I suppose, linked data. It's external links, sort of in the web rather than on the web. Okay, and that means getting your data and connecting it to the rest of the web rather than just putting your data on the web. So we'll talk, that's the other one I want to propose.
Good morning, Brian Freeman. One topic that I feel pretty strongly about is disconnected distributed OData operations and how to manage the versioning of that and how to, basically do something similar to like a FS, the sync framework, but maybe with a little different take on it without having a centralized source necessarily. That is one of them. And a backup one, in case someone's interested in that, and I sit by myself, I'd love to know, especially if anybody working with the new version of SQL Server, what we're going to do about NoSQL loosely typed unstructured OData providers. It's a big issue, especially since the current version of OData allows you to have properties that are not specified in the metadata. We're actually kind of there. So it's just a matter of coming to the point where I'm going to have entities that have nothing on them but the key, and how that's actually going to play out, and if there's anything people are thinking about to address things from a SQL Server 2012 point of view to a MongoDB point of view or something else, maybe something smaller like a Raven or something. It's a very useful use case for OData, and I don't find much information about it being discussed about.
My name is Bronwyn, and I work on the Customer and Community Programs team here at Microsoft. And I'm interested in talking to you guys about community. A lot of you, I talked to you yesterday, you're pretty new to OData. So what kind of activities can we help you with? What kind of events, content? What are some of those activities that would support you in getting started with OData and meeting other people who can help you?
Hi, I'm Vitek. I'm dev on the OData team, and we got a bunch of great topics on the OData protocol as well, but since we're Microsoft, we would also like to discuss the implementations we have. So I've got two topics here. One is the OData library. You've heard something about it yesterday, so I would like to discuss some feedback or maybe input. And then the other one would be, I've heard a lot of pain yesterday from people trying to implement custom providers in the existing server framework. So that might be an interesting discussion to have, like what can we improve and what were the pain points and things like that. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Frank. I'm from Microsoft Research.
We actually published an OData service last fall, and we're actually working with the Azure Marketplace team to get it in the marketplace, but it's been live since last October. So for folks who aren't familiar with it, I'd love to walk you through it, what our OData service looks like, what it offers, because we'd love to see, somebody mentioned mashups, we'd love to see some mashups against that, some apps built. If that doesn't fly, if there's no interest, love to talk about social graph as OData. Alex did a great walkthrough yesterday about actions, and one of the things that we're trying to wrap our brains around is, should we try and publish actions for our MSR OData, or really try and interface with the social graph? Because when you think about things like likes and comments and shares and all the things that you see in the Facebook world, it doesn't really make a lot of sense for us to publish that in our service as opposed to integrating with the big social networks and trying to figure out where their action story is. So either one of those would fly.
Hi, my name is Jan Süsken. I'm from SAP, developing a server library at SAP. As Ralph yesterday also mentioned, the server library is used in the product NetWeaver Gateway. And in our team, we also implement or contribute to OData for Java. So that's also a server library which is hosted at Google Code. And I'm interested if there are people who also contribute, who do open source contribution in the context of server libraries. And I would be interested in sharing experiences on that and find out who contributes what in which area there.
So I wanted to have a conversation about OData off of the .NET platform. There's a bunch of interesting work happening in open source and shared source communities on PHP. There's a generator from MySQL. There's some good stuff in Java, iOS, and all sorts of other places. But they could also use a lot more work and a lot more contributions. So I want to have a conversation about what those look like and how we can make them look better. And we're going to talk with you, and we might join sessions. Anyone else?
One spot left. I have no paper holding. I'm Yan Xu from Microsoft Research. I work on Open Data for Open Science initiative there. OData is the essence of everything that we're building with the environmental research community. So I see that all these topics actually touches what I want to learn about enabling data, making easier for people dealing with big data to have easy access to data and then share data easily. So if you, any one of you have some ideas about how you can help environmental informatics dealing with big data, and perhaps we can have offline discussion because the world is really full already. So I'd appreciate any suggestions about actually hook up the old data protocol with real data scenarios. So far I haven't heard anything that, you know, dealing with the NOAA big data sets, and satellite sites, astronomy's sky survey data sets. Those are real scenarios. So come talk to me. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
And I'm Susan, and I think I'd like to combine with Frank on the social graph and actions and so on. So the use of actions in new environments or different kinds of environments. I'd also like to ask if anyone's going to the airport tonight. I wouldn't mind a ride. So let me know. Okay.
Two different clocks, one on the airport.
I'm trying to get to Seattle Airport. Oh, I've been using public transportation so far. It's been great. But I think I need a ride.
Okay, so there's our marketplace. It's pretty full. It's not completely full. If you have a topic that you're interested in, after lunch we'll have a short, you know, afternoon news. We'll talk some about stuff that happened, and we'll go ahead and add a few things to the board. That's not on the official schedule, but we'll put it there. So come in here just a little bit before one. So feel free to put up stuff on the board if you want. Also feel free to put stuff underneath the board if you want to host it in a different room. If you have an interesting topic and there's no space for it, put it there and take a lab room or another corner of this room or whatever else. So thank you for designing my conference for me. There's a lot of good stuff there that I want to go see. Hopefully you do as well. So now we've got a little time just as a break. And our first session starts at 10, unless y'all started early. So feel free to hang out and mingle or go ahead and start a session. If a couple of people could help me make a circle of chairs in the front of the room and a circle of chairs in the back of the room, I'd appreciate it. And I look forward to the conversation today. Thanks.